USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Democrats introduced an article of impeachment Monday accusing President Trump of inciting an insurrection. A vote on that article is likely to come as soon as Wednesday. Colorado Republican Congressman Ken Buck is asking President-elect Joe Biden to urge his fellow Democrats to stop the impeachment push. He tells Fox News it would be in the best interest of healing the country to just get to the next administration.
This is being rushed. This is a political stunt. And what we need to do is take time and reflect and make sure that whatever decisions are made regarding the events of January 6th are done with intelligent action. This president-elect could gain a lot of goodwill among Republicans and Democrats, frankly, but among Americans generally, if he told everybody, slow down, this president is not an imminent threat to this country at this point. Let's get through the inauguration.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow, and the MyPillow premium pillow, and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA, and it continues the MyPillow premium pillow special from Mike Lindell, a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King-size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Social media app Parler is suing Amazon after it was removed from Amazon's cloud services. The suit calls Amazon's move anti-competition and motivated by politics. The company is asking for a temporary order to keep Amazon from closing Parler's account. The app was dropped by Apple and Google from their app stores over the weekend. The tech giants accused the app of allowing posts inciting violence and allowing users to plan last week's unrest at the Capitol. Parler's CEO says the service may be offline for at least a week while the company looks for a new hosting option. And President Trump has declared a state of emergency in the District of Columbia through the inauguration over rising fears of further violence. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser sent a letter to the White House Sunday asking for an emergency declaration. That declaration allows for federal assistance in helping to secure the Capitol during the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. It comes as the FBI is warning of plans for armed protests in all 50 state capitals on Inauguration Day. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President-elect Joe Biden is continuing his push to speed up efforts to get more Americans vaccinated against the coronavirus. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President-elect Joe Biden says his top priority will be getting more coronavirus vaccinations into the arms of more Americans.
I put together, laying out the plan, the cost of how I want to proceed, the cost of what we have to do to be able to get the entire COVID operation up and running.
After getting his second vaccination in Delaware, Biden again warning that the ongoing outbreak is going to get worse before it gets better. He again urged Americans to wear face masks and social distance. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Several gorillas at the San Diego Zoo have tested positive for coronavirus. The director of the San Diego Zoo's Safari Park says that 8 gorillas are believed to have been infected with the virus in what are believed to be the first known cases among primates. The park believes the infections came from one of their employees who worked with the gorillas and had tested positive but was asymptomatic. And the Philadelphia Eagles have parted ways with head coach Doug Peterson. He was expected to stay with the team after the Eagles' worst season since 2012, but was relieved of his duties on Monday. Peterson went 42-37-1 in his 5 seasons with the club, including leading the Eagles to the franchise's only Super Bowl win in 2017. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.